Broadcasting from Terrio Studios in Glendale, California, it's time for Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
Yeah. Hello. Hello and welcome. Welcome to another episode of Epic Real Estate Investing. And if this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. Super glad that you're here. And if this is not your first time, welcome back. And I have a gift for you. You know, I just completed a total overhaul of my free real estate investing course. And so inside the Epic Pro Academy, what I do is I teach the 12 different strategies that I use to escape the rat race in less than 4 years. And the two that I probably used the most, especially in the beginning, were the two I probably used them the most and in the beginning because they're the two easiest and the fastest ways that I found to get paid in real estate. So what I did is I put those two strategies into a free course just for you. It's whole and complete. It's all there. And you can access those two strategies at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. And if you've signed up for the free course in the past, because I kind of begin every single episode with giving you that gift, it's totally different. And you'll find that the old course is no longer there. We've put it somewhere else. So you have to go back to Free Real Estate Investing Course, opt in there, and it'll show you where to find it. Well, the course is now actually hosted inside of the Epic Pro Academy. It just made everything a lot simpler for me. So, you know, I just found that I have too many websites. I got a little addicted to the domain names and the websites, and I just got too much stuff out there to manage, and I need to get back to my real estate. So I'm consolidating and simplifying. So if you want access to the all-new course, and it is entirely new, you can at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. And you'll want to actually do that before the end of the year, before the end of 2014, because I'm going to be putting something new in its place in 2015. So this existing course will no longer be accessible for free. It's going to be inside of the Epic Pro Academy permanently. So I'm going to put something else in its place. So if you do sign up before 2015, you'll have access for life for free. Okay? To the free course. Just a little heads up. I've got big plans actually for the Academy, and I can't quite disclose them all yet. I'm still putting stuff together, but you know how I always say that I can't do this for you? I mean, I'll do my part, but you got to do your part. I mean, I can show you the way, but you have to do the work, right? Well, I'm working on a few things to remove every single excuse that you could possibly come up with as to why real estate doesn't work or why real estate doesn't work for you. You know, it's too hard, it's too complicated, or I don't have the money, I can't find the sellers, no one will talk to me, I can't find the buyers, whatever limiting beliefs you may have in your head that is causing you to not invest or transact real estate or not invest or transact as much as you'd like. I'm on a mission to wipe those limiting beliefs from your noodle right there, okay? I'm going to wipe them out of your brain. And I'm going to do it too. I promise you. I'm going to do it. Mark my words. All right. So more on that to come. Okay. So let's see what else. Quick announcement that Fernando and Brian wanted me to share with you. They just updated the hot properties page at Cashflow Savvy. There are three new cash flowing properties there that qualify for our acquisition assistance program, which has been a huge hit since we introduced it last month. And the last three properties we posted were gone in just a few days, and I doubt that these will last either. But it's okay. Fernando has more where those came from. Anyway, those are just the hottest ones that he wanted to post for this month. And, you know, if you're looking for simple, no banks, no hassle, no sweat involved cash flow investing, just go ahead and head over to cashflowsavvy.com to see what Fernando and Brian put together just for you. Click on the Hot Properties tab, and it's all right there. By the way, the end of the year is coming. And we know this is as entrepreneurs, that's time that we got to start looking for tax write-offs, especially if you had a good year. So you better get on it soon. And I know, you know, every year that we've got to go out, Mercedes and I, we've got to go out and conduct some large business purchases to minimize our tax liability. And sometimes we, not sometimes, actually, I think every single year we've bought a property or two as one of those business purchases. So maybe cash flow savvy may be a quick and easy option for you for that purpose as well. All righty, so let's see what's next. Just got back from Atlanta, which I totally love. The South in the fall. The weather is absolutely perfect. It was absolutely gorgeous, and the food is amazing, although I didn't get to partake as much as I wanted to. But we did host our Grub and Grow Rich event on Friday night, and I was just absolutely blown away by the people in attendance. I mean, you know, it was such a pleasure. I got Jake, pleasure to meet you. Liz and her husband, Jarrett Chambers, Semper Fi Devil Dog, gave me a really awesome gift that almost brought me to tears in front of the crowd. And Craig and your buddy that you brought along, David and Olivia, Paul, Paul, I'll actually be calling you shortly. Ronnie Boyd, it's so nice to finally meet you after so much interaction on Facebook. And Ken and Kathy, you guys were a pleasure. Get in touch with us this week if you can. I have something here that might make sense for you, Ken and Kathy. And Shirley, it was an absolute pleasure as well. Peter, awesome to finally meet you. And gosh, I hope I didn't forget anyone. I'm running through each face at each table, and I'm pretty amazed that I got every name correct. And I hope I got everyone. And gosh, forgive me. I owe you if I forgot you, because you guys are just all so good. All of you. Thank you all. And the entire Epic community. I mean, so much. Thank you so much for your support of the show. I could not do it without you. And it's just such a blessing when I get to meet you in person. So much so that I want to do this more. The team and I on the flight back home decided that we'll be doing many more of these events all across the country in 2015. And I'll be putting together also an Inner Circle Mastermind group that will meet prior to our Grub and Grow Rich events and our property tours. It's kind of a meeting before the meeting to work specifically on your business and bounce ideas around. You know, masterminds. It's such an invaluable practice for entrepreneurs, and more on that to come. But anyway, I've got a great show for you today. Enough with the announcements. As two of the guests that attended this past Friday's event, they came there to share with me in person that they just closed their first deal. And they actually have a second one that's about to close also. And they shared with me some of the details, and I didn't ask too many questions because I was like, I don't want to know anymore. Let's get you on the show where you can share everything. So I'm hearing it for the first time as you're hearing it. And so I have them on the show today. They're waiting on the phone very patiently. That introduction took much longer than I thought it was going to take. But thank you I want to thank them for their patience. And so just please help me welcome Stephen and Christian and to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. Stephen, Christian, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Matt. We really appreciate you inviting us on the show. It's an honor.
Yeah, it's, you know, I would have to say it's kind of cliche, but the honor is mine, Stephen. It was just so awesome for you guys to come. How far did you guys drive to get to the event?
It was about an hour, I think, a little under an hour.
Okay, that's a long ways in the South, right?
Yeah, no, it is a long way.
Yeah, that takes a. I mean, that's a trip to the drugstore here in Los Angeles is an hour, but I know that's a big deal. So I really appreciate that. So let's start in the beginning. Stephen, I think you mentioned something about it, but we'll just start from scratch like we never talked about it. What were you guys doing before you even considered getting involved in real estate?
Well, I'm a delivery driver, and my wife's a waitress, and you know, my dad, you know, gave me the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad when I was like 15 years old, and that got it in my head that real estate was what I was going to do at some point in my life. And when I graduated high school, I got my real estate appraiser's license with the intent to use that for real estate investing, not to be an appraiser, but, you know, to kind of figure out what properties were worth and things of that nature. And, you know, then life happened, and I'm 30 years old now. And so, you know, like you said, we just closed our first deal Friday, right before the Grub and Grow Rich event. So, you know, I don't know what it was that finally got us to kick it into high gear, but it was after about a year of listening to your show and, you know, finally. Every show I was like, okay, I've heard that before, and it was, you know, something just sparked in me to, it's finally time to pull the trigger and actually get something done and stop messing around, so.
So that's a long
time. And by getting something done, he means he was sitting up until like midnight writing yellow letters.
So I love it.
He got super serious about it really quickly.
Got it. Well, Stephen, that had to have been something that switched for you. What caused you to get serious so fast?
Well, I mean, with my job, I'm you know, pretty much maxed out, and I got two young daughters, a year and a half and 4 years old, and, you know, I just, you know, I knew that my future wasn't, you know, at my current job or really at any job, and, you know, I believed that it was going to happen. It was just a matter of time as to when, and you know, I think that's the biggest thing, is just being able to, you know, support the family better and, you know, spend more time at home. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Awesome.
Like his podcast from a long time ago that you showed me, where he was like, I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah, that one really set it off when, you know, you were, you know, explaining all the things you can do, you know, because you're in the real estate business. And, you know, I've listened to that one a few times, actually, and, yeah, that was a big motivator.
Awesome. Awesome. So how long ago was this? Was this, like, last month, 2 months, 6 months ago, when you really started getting serious and staying up late at night writing yellow letters?
It was only about 2 months ago, actually. Yeah, I was, you know, I'm working, you know, probably 55 hours a week, and, you know, I was, you know, of course I was tired when I get home, and, you know, but, you know, get the kids to bed, and it's like by that time it's like midnight, and
that's when the yellow letter party starts.
Yeah, so that's when we, it only took two months, and I, you know, honestly, these two deals that we got didn't even come from the letters. They came from Craigslist. So,
Okay, so let's back up for a second.
Letters, Craigslist, bandit signs. I mean,
okay, so you did it all. You did yellow letters, Craigslist, and bandit signs, right? Anything else?
You know, no, I think that's it.
Okay. Perfect.
Well, we listed on that page that lists it everywhere.
Oh, postlets?
Oh, yeah, when we got the deal under contract, you know, the postlets that put
got
it. It out.
To, got yeah. it. But to find the sellers, those were the basic three that you used.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Super. And then you found both of these deals through Craigslist.
Yeah, we just posted ads. We buy houses, like you see a lot of people do, and, you know, we put our Google Voice number on there because, you know, I'm at work and, you know, she's taking care of the kids and she's a full-time student and she works in the evening, so we couldn't really answer the calls live. So on the first deal, a lady left a message during the day and, you know, I wasn't able to call her back until on my way home from work that evening. And, you know, basically I called her back and she said, yeah, I got this house, you know, my ex-husband, we had it together and he passed away and I'm remarried and we have our own a new house, so I just want to get rid of it. I got a bunch of medical bills and all I need to get is $10,000. So
that's something that you love to hear.
So I said, okay, and I didn't really negotiate at all on this one. You know, I think I don't know if it was my personality. I came across as likable or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But my wife is actually the one who went out there the next day to get the contract signed.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Okay, so
yeah, he sent me out there to appraise the house. He's
really?
Like, is it worth $10,000? And that was interesting. I was so nervous, but it all went down really well. And
yeah, you know, when you hear 10,000, you're like, okay, you know, gold mine. But I think I've learned that's not necessarily true. Just because the price is low doesn't mean, you know, it's a deal.
Right.
That's
right.
One of the things I've learned.
In this case, it really was, though. It was in a nice location in between some really nice houses and,
yeah, it definitely had potential. But, yeah, I was just surprised. You know, one of the things is your mindset. Like, I was returning the calls with the mindset that this is the one. And, you know, I know some people are like, well, I won't even call them back, you know, because they're probably not, you know, it's probably not a deal anyway. Or
right.
We call everybody back. Everybody gets a call back.
That's super. Okay, so let's back up just a minute. On Craigslist, if it doesn't matter what city you look in right now, if you go to the real estate section, and that could be real estate for sale or real estate wanted, you see a ton of we buy houses type posts. How did yours get selected? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I've been trying to figure that out. If I knew, I think, you know, people, just whoever happens to be at the top, when, somebody may not even be browsing Craigslist with the intent to sell their house, and they may just see the ad and it may trigger something in their mind that, mm-hmm. well, hey, I got that house sitting over there that, you know, that nobody's using or I don't want anymore, so I'll give them a call. And actually, one thing I did learn is when you go to Craigslist and type in "we buy houses," the only ones that pop up are in the wanted by dealer section, is what I've found out. And there was only like one other guy in there posting "we buy ads houses." So I think that that's the one that that got noticed. But still, I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm
don't
not
know
too
for sure. Okay, so that's actually a very important aspect of Craigslist, because it does fill up so quickly. So it's easy to get, you know, put on the second page within, you know, a couple hours, maybe minutes sometimes. So how often do you guys post on Craigslist?
Well, I mean, I post, probably like 3 or 4 times a day. And mm-hmm. whenever I log into my Craigslist account while I'm at work, you know, whether, you know, when I have a little downtime or whatever, I'll see which ones can be renewed, and I'll try to renew them all. Mm-hmm. At different times of the day, so they'll be at the top at different times of the day, so mm-hmm. all of your ads aren't sitting there at the top at the same time, so right. you know, they don't move down the list all at the same time.
Right. Super. Okay, so 3-4 times a day, do you post the same thing every time, or do you have like 3 or 4 different things in rotation?
Yeah, I got like 3 or 4 different things with some different pictures, like, you know, just "we buy houses," any situation, you know, divorce, inheritance, just things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just the basic stuff. Got it.
You know, and that's what I've learned, is you hear all this stuff and it sounds so simple, but if you just do it, then it works.
That's the best thing you could have said all day. you just do it, it works. I don't know and understand, but it just works. I love it. So you just send them straight to a phone number. So no fancy websites or nothing like that, just to a phone number.
Well, I do have a website that's just like a squeeze page.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really get – I put that in the Craigslist ad too. But on the more recent ones, I just put the phone number, the Google Voice number.
Got it. Super. Okay, so let's follow this one all the way through to the end. So you've got the lady says, "I just need to get rid of it. I got some bills to pay. Give me $10,000. Christian went out there the next day, got the contract signed. And now what?
Well, we had a couple mishaps. You know, this was being our first deal. First of all, we didn't get the keys to put the lockbox on the front door. Mm-hmm. So we had to eventually meet her again to get the keys. And I'll let Christian tell you about her pictures where she actually...
This is horrible. So I show up to see this house, and he says, you know, take as many pictures as you can. And my phone ended up in a sink about 10 minutes before we left.
Uh-huh.
So, and I didn't realize that it was, like, totally damaged. And I'm taking all these pictures thinking they're turning out super great, and then I'm showing him later, and you can't even tell it's a house. Uh-huh. It was horrible. So, we had to go back out. We had to enlist our brother-in-law's help, who lives out in the area, and we were like, hey, can you go out there and take some pictures for us? Because this is like an hour and a half drive for us. So he took pictures, and we finally got that. And then I think the last thing I'll let Stephen tell you.
Well, after that, we really just, I got all the pictures, and I followed your advice, actually. We just went on Craigslist, and I created like 5 different ads. I think in 2 or 3 different cities in the Georgia, 3 different cities in Georgia on the Craigslist. And then I did the postlets immediately. And I think I, you know, being a rookie, priced it too high to begin with. So we really didn't get too many calls on it at first. And then when I, you know, researched a little bit more and ended up dropping the price is actually when it started getting recognition.
Got it. Got it. So people, were they replying via email or were they calling? Both?
Both, yeah. Mostly calls, though. And I had, of course, I had the Craigslist ad go to my cell phone and, you know, at work, jumping in and out of a truck, delivering boxes, answering calls, trying to give people lockbox codes and look at it and make offers. It was kind of crazy, but, yeah, it eventually, a guy called. He's a pastor of a church out near the house, and he actually wanted to purchase it for some homeless people that he does work with to put them up in it. And he actually called and said, would you take $14,000 for it? And I said, you know what? You know, I just dropped the price on it to $16,000, and I'm getting a lot of interest in it. I can't really, you know, afford to, you know, take $4,000 for it. But how long is your offer good for, you know, in case I want to give you a call back? And he said, well, hold on now. You know, I'm ready to do business. If $16,000 is your number, then we'll do it. And so we immediately
piled up both of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we piled all the kids in the car and drove out there about 7 o'clock that night. And he signed, we assigned it. So he just filled out the assignment of contract. Mm-hmm. On the spot, and that night when I got home, I scanned it in and forwarded it to the closing attorney, and that was it.
That was it. And so you, how much did you put in your pocket on this one then? That's what, $6,000?
$5,800. He actually asked if I could help him out a little bit with the closing costs, so I gave him $200 towards the closing of it.
Sweet. That's a really good, that's a good first deal. That's a good profit on a $10,000 house.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was surprised. And, you know, one thing I've learned, you know, from all the podcasts and, you know, the education is, you know, don't look at it. You can't look at it as a house that you would want to live in, you know, where you never do any deals. So I was like, you know, somebody's going to want this thing. I don't know who, but. And we just stuck with that mindset, and it ended up paying off.
That's awesome. That's awesome. To back up a little bit, if you were placing ads on Craigslist for about 2 months?
No.
Not as religiously.
Okay.
Do you mean for this deal or for, you know?
Yeah, just this particular deal. I just want to get some. I know everyone likes to hear particulars, and they want to. What I'm trying to get at.
No, actually, we got the contract signed with the seller on September 16th,
mm-hmm.
and it just closed on October 17th. So we only advertised that property on Craigslist for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
But about 2 months is when we started doing the yellow letters. You know, we were doing the We Buy Houses Craigslist ads.
Mm-hmm.
So we were doing all the marketing for about 2 months before
you got the deal. Got it. Okay, so in those 2 months, how many calls would you say you got from your We Buy Houses ad?
Well, a lot of them are other investors who want to work with you and, you know, co-wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, only maybe a handful, maybe like 5 calls that actually people who owned a piece of property.
Okay. Very good. So, and then it took you about 2 weeks on Craigslist to find a buyer.
Right.
Okay, super. All right, so.
About 2 weeks to close.
That's just about like right on the money, normal. Perfect. Okay, so this is your first one. This one just closed. Like, gosh, this closed the day we met, right? Or the day before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right before we headed down to the Grub and Grow Rich, we left the attorney's office with the check a few hours before that.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
It was so cool. He's like, this is the best timing ever.
Totally. And here we are 2 days later on the phone. I love it. Okay, so looking back on that deal, there's one thing that pops out to me right away, but I want to see if you guys come up with it. Looking back on that deal, what was kind of your biggest learning experience? What was your biggest takeaway?
I think it's just being persistent with, you know, just because it's not, you know, the first day you post an ad, nobody's calling, that just to keep at it, just to keep doing it. And I know that sounds cliche, like, but I think until you experience it, you know, you don't really know. But there was something in me that just believed that it was going to work. So I just kept at it, even though it wasn't, didn't seem like it was working out. So that's mm-hmm. what it was for me.
For me, it was, we were inexperienced and there were mishaps, and like, we can laugh about it now, but at the time we were like, oh my gosh, what's going on? But as soon as you get that first contract signed and then you assign it to someone else, you find that buyer, it really didn't matter all the little things mm-hmm. that we missed. You know, they were just like learning curve and we'll know better next time.
Right.
And yeah, another thing, if I can add to that, is I've heard before that you can't mess up a motivated seller, no matter how much you try. So definitely experienced that.
Right.
We were working with really good people for our first time because they were just like so easygoing. I mean, this pastor was so nice, and even the seller was so nice. She was just like, here's my keys, do whatever you want with it. Just give me 10 grand. She was very easy to please. So
the foundation of every deal is in the seller's motivation to sell. So she just mm-hmm. wanted to get rid of it. There you go. Perfect example. So yeah, you guys kind of hit on everything I was thinking about. One, definitely persistence. Two, the big thing that you kind of touched on, Christian, was, you know, I see travel as far as you can see. You guys didn't know the answer. Like, I didn't even know I was supposed to ask for the keys. And I messed up on the pictures, and oh, I guess I just got to go have them taken again somehow. Like, it's just those little detours and those little lessons. Like, you could never read that in a book. You could never hear that from a podcast or at a seminar. Those are the little things. That's where the real education comes from. And you look back, it's like, it's no big deal, especially when you got $6,000 in your hand.
Yeah. Exactly.
Super. And you're totally inexperienced. You didn't need to know everything. And this is like what I just love these stories, because they prove me right. And if I don't need to be necessarily so righteous here today, but I'm just like, I just want people to believe, and you even use that word, Stephen. I just believed it would work. And I talk about belief, and people are like, why don't you get to the meat? Stop with the rah-rah stuff. No.
That's it.
That's it, isn't it? It is. The belief is everything. It's not that big of a deal to put an ad on Craigslist. People think that's the meat. Like, what's the trick with your ad? The trick was, I had the mindset to keep on doing it, right?
Mm-hmm. And I believe that, you know, somebody with a negative mental attitude could be doing the same exact things that I was doing at the same exact time of the day, and, you know, they wouldn't get results. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you just gotta, you know, have the positive attitude and while you're doing it, and I think that's the key.
Right.
And I just want to say to anybody who's listening and is like, oh, this is just whatever, like, because when Stephen first started listening to you and he was relaying back to me all of this information he was gathering from podcasts, I was like, yeah, okay, we're going to be super rich from that, honey. That sounds way too easy. And then we just started doing the work and we're holding this check in our hands and it's incredible. Like, it happens. This happens. You do the work, you get paid. It happens.
Awesome.
So, I'm like the walking, I don't know, I could be your little poster board. It works.
Well, I'm open to that. no, but congratulations. So, that's not even the best news. The best news is you got a second deal right on the tail end of that. So, how did you find that yeah. deal?
Oh, the same way. It was actually a missed call. The guy didn't even leave a voicemail. But again, I was on my way home from work, and I called it back and I said, hey, I missed a call from this number. He said, yeah, I was calling We Buy Houses. And I said, yes, sir. You know, can you tell me about your situation? And that was it. He talked and said his job was paying for him to relocate and he had to go in 30 days. And, just built a little rapport with him over the phone, and you know, talked with him, and he was basically the same exact number. He said, you know, I want to get from 10 to 15,000 for it. And I said, well, you might as well have just said you want to get 10. And, well, I didn't say that, but...
That's what you were thinking.
Yeah, and on this one, you know, I just talked with him, and I said, well, you know what? If you're comfortable with it, I can actually... I did a little research on my phone, you know, and just on Zillow, and to get a kind of a estimated value, just a ballpark, and... He was actually telling me how he had put granite countertops and new hardwood floors and this and that. And it was a two-bedroom, one-bath condo. And so I said, well, if you're comfortable with it, I can, you know, send you the contract on DocuSign, and you can just e-sign it. And he said, okay. And I actually messed that up a couple times. So I had to send it, the contract to him like three times. I was like, man, this guy's going to be like, what the heck is going on? But he signed it, sent it back, and I never even met him or saw the property. I mean, it was just crazy how easy it was. And I did the same exact thing. As like 5 minutes after I got the contract, I sent that to the closing attorney to open up escrow, and did Craigslist and... postlets, and I think I had the buyer. We got the contract on it last Monday, and the buyer signed the contract that Friday. So,
man, and you never even saw it.
And we're you know, having not seen the property at all or been out there, I just wanted to kind of move on this one quick, because with my job, it's way on the other side of Atlanta, and it would have taken me like an hour and a half one way to get there, and it would be dark. So we're going to make 4,000 on this one without even...
It's just... so beautiful. We didn't even have to do anything or go anywhere.
I love it.
Which, that's, I mean, awesome. I'm you know, I know that this is that kind of situation is not going to happen every day, but then again, I don't, you know, really believe in luck. I think you kind of create your own luck, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the real essence of what you guys have done is you just show up every day. And just because you're there, you know, it happens. Your luck is created by just being there. And, you know, if you decided that I don't want to do an ad today, or I've done already 2 months of ads and this Craigslist thing is a waste, then, you know, you would have never had it happen, but you guys just keep showing up. So, yeah, I think you definitely are creating your own luck, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, gosh, so what's next? What do you guys see for the future?
Well, we were the definition of, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, so that, you know, we didn't have the money to do, like, mass mailings, and so now we're going to start doing some yellow letters, outsourcing, and so yeah, we're planning on it taking off. We'd like to be able to do about 4 deals a month as our goal.
Awesome.
And you know, eventually we do want to have a buy and hold strategy once we get some cash built up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that part.
Super. Yeah, yep. That's the fun part. It's actually the boring part, but it's what makes life so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, super. I mean, any parting words? Even, like, you guys have dropped so many little nuggets in here that are so invaluable for someone out that's getting started or been waiting to get started, getting ready to get ready. Any final comments or epiphanies or lessons or what you would want to share, words of encouragement to somebody?
I would just say, stay focused and just be persistent. I mean, I know everybody who gets on the call, that's exactly what they say, but that's the honest to God truth. Is, I mean, looking back after, you know, actually experiencing that it works, I mean, that's that, and the positive mental attitude while you're doing it is all that it takes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we had no, we're literally put in minimal amount of money. I mean, with the handwriting, the yellow letters and stamps.
Like $100.
And, you know, the Craigslist ads are free. And, you know, so I would just do it.
Right. So stay focused, be persistent, have a positive attitude.
No, and then thank Matt afterwards, because you lit a fire in my husband. So this was, you started all this, and look at where we are.
You know, and after listening to the podcast for over a year, you know, at some point you just have to take what you know and just take action.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So focus, persistence, and a positive attitude. No wonder so many books have been written on those three subjects. Right?
Napoleon Hill all the way.
Totally, totally. Well, fantastic.
Big Esther Hicks fan, too.
Yeah.
I think just belief in it, because that was my biggest holdup. Like, I have to admit, in the beginning, I just didn't believe, and now it's like, okay, well, this is our life, so.
We've had a few discussions about it. When she picked up the check, you know, she's like, okay.
Yep.
Right.
Let's do it.
There's nothing that'll bolster your belief than bigger than a paycheck.
No.
Yeah. Especially.
And, you know, it's always nice to support your spouse and show up and do things, but I kind of, in the back of my head, was like, okay, well, we're showing up. We're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's definitely pushed me along the way to keep it up.
That's awesome.
So that's definitely important, too, is having a partner that, you know, can believe in it as well, because it's definitely be almost impossible, I think, if that wasn't the case.
Right. No, I agree. I've been pretty open with my personal life. I've been divorced twice, and the support that I had from the first two wives was like nil. And now with it, now it's like I have someone who's the greatest partner in the world, and that's why I'm succeeding now. So I totally subscribe to that. And I get asked frequently, what's good advice for someone that doesn't have that support at home? And I would say, listening to this episode would be great advice. So if you're listening and you have that challenge at home, you know, be generous and share this with your significant other, because it is that important. If there's division at home about what your goals are and how you're going to, you know, build a future, that is going to not last. It's just not going to. Someone's going to get upset at some point and resent the other, and it's going to be an unhappy ending in most cases. So, yeah, awesome.
This is fun to do with your spouse, too. Like, this is the best job to do with your spouse. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my opinion. I just think that this is something fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
especially when it works.
Definitely more fun than picking up heavy boxes all day.
I could imagine.
Or serving hot wings.
Yeah. Well, that's why they call it a job, jumping over boxes.
Right? Well, literally.
Literally. Well, super. Thank you guys so much. Please stay in touch, and, you know, let's do this again. Cool?
Awesome. Thanks, thank Matt. You so yeah, much we, for having us.
Thank you bet. For everything you do, and you keep it up.
Will do. You too. All right, y'all.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you so much. That's Stephen and Christian Richardson, and they're from just outside of Atlanta, and they are knocking it out the park. So I'm going to end with that. That's it for today. I'll see you in a few days for Third Degree Thursday. Alrighty, I'm Matt Theriault, and I'm living the dream. So are Christian and Stephen, too. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to Epic Real Estate Investing, the world's foremost authority on separating the facts from the BS in real estate investing education. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to visit iTunes and share your thoughts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time here at Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Theriault.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.